separating the two. And there's a judgment of God on darkness because it's revealed through the light what darkness really is. Does this make sense? Man. So we come out from among them. We live in the light. We walk in the light. Ye are the light of the world. Light is greater than darkness. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify the Father. Arise, shine, church. The light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen. Right? Darkness will cover the earth. Deep darkness the people. But the light's risen upon you. You get what he's saying? Light is greater than darkness. And we're called to the light. Man. Come on. And then what we do is we say, well, yeah, but God allowed. And maybe God wants. We get into all this stuff that actually connects God to the darkness. God is light and there's no darkness in him. He doesn't hire the devil as a hitman. He crushes the devil through the blood of his Son and the power of his Spirit. You get it? There's a separation. I had an encounter with a demonic spirit once, and I felt so clean in the presence of demonic presence. I felt so justified and clean in the Holy Ghost and the anointing and the blood of Jesus that I said, what do you have to do with me and me with you? I've been bought with the blood. I was so aware of my sanctification. I'm not in you and you're not in me. Yay.